trying to be the queen of the pond. E3 radio, the real and the tall. Hologram song, frequency gum. Locked with the Q crew and Anna Deshawn. Spinning on your ear, who you wanna hear? Peace to my people who be all out queer. Funny motivation, community cheer. Online radio, turn up your gear. I'm regular, baby, but I'm like years ahead of the game, so I'm about real change, about real chat, about real people. I keep it E3, cause them other channels see through.
And the Q crew, you know right here, always Thursdays, 8 o'clock on E3 Radio. Absolutely. What's going on, family? Toya, Ray, Ames, Brenda, what's going on?
No, I'm not letting you have a class.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. I told her she was trying to be cute today, right? I told her, she was like, you're trying to hate. I'm like, you don't.
No, first of all, it's that she said I was trying to be cute. So here's my thing. I don't look cute any other time. I'm just saying. I'm cute always. Let my wife tell it. I'm fucking fabulous.
And that's what wives are for. What up? So tonight, we are excited. We got a good show for y'all once again here on E3 Radio. We've got Honey Groove is joining us tonight.
Yes, you know what? And I think, what was it, a couple of shows ago? That was like our first time really kind of hearing about them.
Yeah, when Dawn was on.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, of course, we took it upon ourselves to, along with our music director, took it upon ourselves to kind of find out some more. Hola, sister, to find out some more about what was going on at the Honey Groove, just to see, you know, who was going to be there. We were surprised about the LGBT that are taking place at the Honey Groove. I think they got
a dope lineup.
They do got a dope lineup.
We're going to talk to them tonight. We got the founder, she might get another team member on, and then we have an artist that's going to be performing at Honey Groove. Joining us tonight on the show, so B. Stedwell is going to be joining us as well a little bit later. But we got a dope show lined up for y'all tonight.
Absolutely. So if y'all never heard of Honey Groove, just like we hadn't prior to,
yep,
this is the perfect time to learn and get yourself educated. So if you can't attend this year, you can possibly plan to attend but you can plan to attend next year.
That's it.
Absolutely.
So that's what's up.
Are you guys going?
Yeah, I'm going. Me and Jace, music director in the building.
Y'all going where?
We going.
Where?
We going to go for Honey Groove.
How did I not know about this?
I don't know.
You don't know? This is what you call some shady-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? The radio wife always gets left out of this bullshit. This is what I'm talking about. This is why we go at it, y'all. This is why we go at it.
Are you done? Don't be hitting my hat. This is my new hat. I like it.
The hell, this is some bullshit.
I'm like,
get no respect around here. I get none. This is why I do what I do. What up? Don't want to. Don't just speak it to Buddy.
What up?
What up, Buddies?
Mm-hmm. Family, you know we start the show always with the what's the tease,
mm-hmm,
about what's crack-a-lacking in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Always something crack-a-lacking. Oh, no, I hit my arm.
That's great.
Crack-a-lack. So we got a woman proposing to her boyfriend, and like all the negative backlash I saw on Facebook. That's one.
Mm-mm.
We got
the folks talking about Usher, him having herpes.
Usher fat shaming the sister that came out. There's a lot of fat shaming going on the face in the book.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Usher one. What else we got? Oh, the white girl saying she's 25% black, going around saying she black all the time, black all day, black all day, or black all the time. This is what you should do if you black. But she like white. We got another Rachel.
Oh, and my sister just brought it up. She said the little baby that got burned at a sleepover. Yes, I saw that.
Sad news.
Yeah, that is.
So we got four stories. Which one's start with, radio wise?
Let's talk about, you know, the pop and the culture. Let's talk about pop culture. Let's
pop
talk
culture.
Yep, let's talk about Usher.
Usher?
And the allegations of the stories of going on that, you know, him giving people herpes. So, of course, you know, the most recent allegation is from a four-figure young lady Of course, they got the video posted about how, you know, it was her birthday. She wore a crown. He picked her out the crown. He did a little grinding on her. To come to find out, she really didn't have herpes. But I think her story was she was upset that he didn't bother to tell her that he had herpes. Here's my thing. And then all the other supposedly it's a guy who claims that he contracted herpes. So now you're talking about down low brother, same sex, okay? Because we all know that Ursh is married. His wife is standing beside him, standing strong with her man as she should. Where should I go with this? How should I start this? So social media is really, really going in on the four-figure young lady. They're talking about how she is, he would never do that because she's fat. That's what they're saying. Yeah. They say he wouldn't mess with no fat girl. They saying she ain't cute. He wouldn't mess with nobody that's not cute. I go on. Well, beauty is in the eye beholder, because if anybody has seen his wife, his current wife, she's not very attractive. And anybody saw his wife previous to that, which was Tamika, she wasn't very attractive either. It looked like a guy, a drag queen. And that's probably insulting some of the drag queens that are out there. That's not true. Okay. However, they said that she did this all for notoriety. Mm-hmm. Pretty much, just to kind of get herself out there. She lies continuously. However, but here's my thing.
Yeah, what's your thing?
For those people who claim that they've contracted herpes, if they did, which I personally don't believe, I just thought this was all about a hoax, because now Usher is going to sue them for slander. But here's the thing. So you sleep with any random, I don't care who they are, without having any form of protection whatsoever, and you just sleep with a random just because they are a star? Because at the end of the day, real talk, they're still people. So, it lets me know or have me to believe the kind of sexual practices that you do on an everyday. I'm just saying, I don't believe it. And if they did, and this is probably wrong, somebody will probably curse me out, but if they did contract this herpes by Usher, good for you. Because that's on you. That's unprotected, unsafe sex. And I don't think you fell in love with, got into the business of a hoax. But that's just me. What you got to say about that?
He might have gave him herpes. But y'all out here having sex with celebrities. What I don't like is all the fat shaming people doing. Like, of course he could have had sex with this girl. Who says that he wouldn't have? I don't like the fat shaming that the social media and the people on the internet, in the interwebs, how they going in. It's not okay.
It's not okay, but
because big girls, man, they get it in. Yeah.
But it's not even so much as that. Here is where social media becomes a platform for those who typically don't have a voice. It gives them the right to do cyberbullying, because that's pretty much all that is.
That's all it is.
Because I can almost guarantee without a certainty of a doubt, some of these people who commented are butt fuck ugly. And that's not cyberbullying. I'm saying that shit to y'all face. Some of y'all are probably ugly as fuck, because you have to have the audacity to talk about this young lady. And probably, two increments from, tipping the scale of, having diabetic. However, this is the part that kills me. Again, social media gives ignorant ass folk to cyberbullying all day long. Some of you probably do it.
Yeah.
That's watching us. Y'all probably go on and have, and I know some of y'all probably say, well, people put their lives on social media, so why not comment? They subject themselves for this particular criticism when they do stuff like that. Yeah, but it doesn't make it right.
Well, my radio wife said, I ain't got nothing to add to that.
It really doesn't make it right. It really doesn't. If I tell you that I feel fat, I look fat, and maybe this is me, having a moment to myself, and I just wanted to put it out there. But granted, does it give you the right to comment on my page and say, yeah, you fat as hell, you ugly as hell? That's it. I don't think it opened the door for that. So
that's real.
So that's just me. So,
I'm with you, radio wife.
So,
I'm with you when you're right.
I don't like it.
That's what my wife say. I'm with you when you're right.
I don't like it when people do the whole fat shaming, because real talk, we as Americans, we all are obese.
Okay.
To a certain extent, we all are obese.
I don't know about that.
Americans are the fattest people in the world.
Yeah, but it ain't everybody.
I said most of us are.
Oh, okay.
Based on your size, based on the body fat,
I get it.
You probably are.
I know I am, but
right.
I'm just saying most people.
Some people are.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. Even them skinny ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. We could have a whole show about fat shaming. Real talk.
Jesus. Yeah, we can, because, you know, I'm
but
a big girl.
But we not. But we not.
We not.
We not. Don't do
I'm
it
a big
today.
Girl, and I'm proud. I'm proud to be a big girl.
Hey, mm-hmm. I got me a curvy gear.
So
she ain't now.
Yeah,
she ain't now.
So, you know, I wish you would. I wish you would go to my page and say some shit. I wish you would. I will hunt you down. I'm just saying. I love me. You need to love you.
You all got that? All right. but that's the news on that piece.
Right.
Oh, we got our guest joining us. I'm excited about our honey groom guest. We talked about one thing. I named like four things we could talk about.
We did. Look at that. Those pauses.
I mean, you just went in for a long time about that. That's cool though.
Well, I'm just saying you.
That's cool.
You were just talking about fat shaming and how you feel about it.
I was just. There's no winning today. I'm so glad y'all are tuned in. Y'all know what we need y'all to do. Give us some hearts.
We want hearts, people. We want hearts.
Hit that share button. Let people know you're tuned in to E3 Radio, that you're listening to the Q Crew right here live. You know, if you want to call into the show and show Honey Groove and be said well from love, you can do that 646-478-4395. Just hit the number 1 to join the conversation. All right, so what we're about to do is go to a quick break. Before we bring our special guests on, we're going to be playing. Let me stop pulling my hair. I'm just playing with my hair. I never wear my locks down, so I just play with them a lot. See how this one is, like, extra long?
Okay, well, just leave it alone.
I like it.
Leave it alone.
Why you got to regulate me? I don't want that way.
Maybe this way that you won't mess with it.
Why is she trying to fix me?
Because your wife just said leave it alone. That's something when your wife sends you a text to tell you to stop pulling your hair.
Okay.
Can't beat me. However.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for liking my hair. Appreciate it.
Yes.
But this is what we're about to do. We're gonna play music tonight that are artists that are performing at Honey Groove. And so the first song up, we're gonna play from Boom Scat. We love Boom Scat. We are fans of Boom Scat. Patience was good. She spent some time in Chicago. We know her. We love her. She's a part of this group. So we're about to play some Boom Scat. And then we get back from this break, we're going to have the Honey Groove team join us.
Yes.
To talk about the festival.
Yes.
going down in D.C. next month.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so stay close. Anna Deshawn and the Q Crew, right here on E3 Radio, family. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Straight drinks, no chaser. Smoking after a long day of work. A good shower, perfect parking spot. Short phone call, direct deposit. Green light, doors unlocked. Bills paid on time, phone charged. Bright IG filter, eyebrows on fleek. Nails done, hair laid. These are the simple things. The simple things. The simple things. The simple things. These are the simple things. Deposit it, you shoot game, my nickname. Cause everything about you got me going. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. You got me going. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Even when you're acting simple, my body feels complicated. I just wanna know if you could be my simple. You are the simple thing, the simple thing, the simple thing. You could be my simple thing, my simple thing, my simple thing.
God took a song and put it right in my heart. So on the lonely nights, I see the light in the dark. He let my light shine so bright, I write in the dark. I mean survival, I'm talking Bible. The scripture pop, the scripture big. Cause all I need is love and a lip. Give me an hour and some style, we're gonna come to the crib. Normally I'm spitting bars that'll come for your rib. But today I paid a bill that told my mama she could chill and not stress about it. I know how life got ups and downs, but that's the best about it. You take discouragement and tell them you care less about it. Cause when the tank gon' eat, my man smoke at the BP and fill up free. And that's simple thing. Fucking with my vibe, you get that middle thing. Looking at the phone, I'm thinking it'll ring. When opportunity calls, you had a bad day. The little things make up for it all.
Right.
Say what? What?
You could be my simple thing. My simple thing.
Yo, what's up, everybody? You're listening to Anna Deshawn and the Q Crew, right here on E3 Radio.
That's right, right here on E3 Radio. Welcome back to the show. Anna Deshawn and my radio wife, a.k.a. the Q Crew, right here. So glad y'all enjoyed that track. That was Boom Scat again. I posted their tag in the chat on Facebook. And I also posted a link to the Honey Groove site, so y'all can check that out. But it's a lineup page, so you can read a little bit more about Boom Scat and some of the other artists that we're going to be playing tonight. They are the business.
Yes, they are. That track was hot, Arlene. That was hot.
So let's see. I think we got Honey Groove team on with us. What's going on, family? Your number is the 2513.
Yes, Kyresha here.
Kyresha, what's happening?
How you doing? I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm representing for the team today.
You
Everybody's
the-
here and scared. Yeah.
All right. That's what's up. Y'all, we was looking enough to connect with Kyresha. We've been going back and forth in email for a little while since I heard about Honey Groove. And so E3 Radio is a media sponsor for the event, which I'm excited about. So
I'm not going to be there.
I know. Come on. What's going on? So, Kyresha, thank you so much for joining us.
Kyresha, you see how I get played? I get played all the way to the left. You know, I'm the radio wife, but I get played all the way to the left, like the mistress. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's all love. If you decide that you want to come at the last minute, you can definitely come. We got it. Don't worry.
Here's the thing. I didn't even know that my radio husband was going. I ain't know this. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't born. I ain't get the memo. None of that. You know what I'm saying? I get left out. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I feel like a mistress on the sideline. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Kyresha, don't get in the middle of it. But, you mean, don't do it.
I'm going to get in the middle. So just know if you want to come.
She can come. There's a place for you to sleep.
Where?
Yep. See?
Okay.
Details. So, let's just jump into this interview. Family, if you got questions for Kyresha and Honey Groove or about Honey Groove, just put them in the chat.
Yes.
If you want to join in the conversation or show some love, you can call in 646-478-4395 and hit the number one, all right? All right. So, how long has Honey Groove been around? It was the first time we heard about it. Like, are we late to the party?
I think we are.
Y'all are late. Y'all are right on time, actually. This is the third year. The first 2 years, we were kind of, you know, learning ourselves, growing. The whole mission behind Honey Groove is to create a space, a festival, where we can really spotlight and highlight queer artists of color. So, you know, whatever that might look like, performing, visual artists, vendors. Mm-hmm. It's a really big day for small businesses, pretty much here in D.C. So we've gotten a lot of love the last 2 years. And this year, we're spreading our wings a little bit and bringing in Big Freedia as our headliner. The last couple of years, we're jumping out there a little bit. The last couple of years has been great. Our local folks have really been the pull. And the last festival we had, I want to say close to 700 people come out. And I mean, it was all love. It was beautiful. We have pictures and videos from the last event on our website, honeygroovedc.com. Check it out. And this year, the space is a lot larger. It could hold 2,000 people. So we'll be jumping from where we had a capacity at about 800 last year. Now we're giving ourselves a lot more space, outdoor and indoor space. So the stage will be outside so we can get some air. People can let the sun, you know, kiss their skin a little bit and have a good time.
That's what's up. 2,000 people. Yes. I love that. Oh.
Yeah. It's going to be 2,000 square brown people on top of that. So it's not just 2,000 people.
Right. Let's get specific about the 2,000 people that look like me.
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
So Big Freedia, I mean, that's a huge name. Big Freedia has been everywhere, blown up like crazy. Like, what was the process of just even booking Big Freedia and dreaming outside the box, like in your third year?
I really wanted to bring Big Freedia last year, but just, you know, the capacity on the venue and making sure that everyone in the space could see her, it wasn't possible. And I knew that if I wanted to make it possible, I had to stretch a little bit. And that's how we got to Doc 5. I reached out to her people, and I was like, hey, this is Honey Groove. This is what we're about. Will Big Freedia be interested in performing? I got a yes. I had, of course, you know, I had, you know, to follow up, you know, but it they've been very open. I actually met Big Freedia when she came down for Baltimore Pride and performed. And so that was cool. So it's been love. It's been love.
Okay. All right. Oh, go ahead, Radio One. No. So let me ask the question. What was the vision on why the festival was even created?
Well, for me personally, like I love art and music. I've always gone to concerts. I've always gone to like art shows, you know, different things where just I could see other people be creative, because I'm not super creative, but I love people that have that piece in them and they know how to work it essentially. So, you know, just going to Afropunk, going to Broccoli City, which is another pretty large festival here, and seeing all those people come out and really enjoy, you know, big name performers, and seeing a lot of LGBT queer people in the crowd, you know, supporting the festival, which is great. But you know, our presence on the stage wasn't as prominent. So just kind of like creating a space where, you know, we can have queer people in the crowd, but you could also see yourself on stage. You could also, you know, learn about a new vendor that sells candles, that sells clothes, that sells other things that you might be interested in, art, pieces of art. You know, it's really a big day for people to explore and learn new things in a lot of ways. And it's a really big day for artists. I know one artist one year, she was a bass player, and she actually left, and she had 3 students. She also, you know, painted. So she sold a couple of pieces. So it's a really, really, really big day for artists and just people to kind of like support them. And that's really what we want to do.
That's what's up. I think what's really dope is the fact that you are highlighting queer artists, but not just artists, but visual artists. You've got painters and not only musicians, but the gamut, right? And entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, and I also think that a lot of people don't know how many LGBTQ artists are out there that are really, really dope. Like, these cats are hella talented because they're not necessarily mainstream. A lot of the stuff it's not necessarily underground. It's indie. People are out here, but you don't know where to find them. So, you know, you having a where you're highlighting them and celebrating them is really dope. And I know that so many of those artists, they don't want to just be categorized as like a gay artist, quote unquote. They want to be heard by a lot of people. But then this is also like this piece about just wanting to celebrate, you know, who you are and your community being able to rally around you to do that. And I think that's what you're creating, which I think is what we're creating here with the radio station. It's what I know other people are doing with, you know, television shows, is putting us out here so we can celebrate ourselves and then other people can begin to appreciate it. So
it's more getting a platform for those individuals, which I love, because just like Anna said, there, you know, prior to last week's show, we had never heard of Honey Grove. And I'm thinking, we're both looking at each other like, why have we never heard of this? Like, what is, we've just found some wonderfulness. Like, what's going on? As, you know, both of us are, you know, very, very passionate about the art, and we love, you know, music and everything that surrounds it and anything that deals with the arts, from, you know, spoken word to visual. So it's like, what? You know, only thing that you pretty much that I know about that goes on in D.C. is, of course, you know, Baltimore is, you know, Gay Pride. Other than that, it's just like, oh, it's something else. This is great.
Yeah. And,
so what are you
looking
for?
I mean,
I think. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I think that that's good. Like, the word is spreading and people are starting to learn about it. And, you know, it's kind of wild that it doesn't already exist in this way, you know, because so many people were so, like, ready for it when they heard about it. And when people hear about it, they get excited about it and just knowing that the space exists. So, I mean, I'm glad that we're here now and we could also, you know, inspire other spaces that are like it so that we have, you know, more opportunities to put more people on, put more artists on and give them that visibility. So
this is like a gay Lollapalooza.
Yeah, that's really what we're going for, you know.
Right. Hey, Lollapalooza, this is great. This is it. That's good, radio. Wow. Carisha got dreams. I mean, it could be. Hey, let's say, hey, yeah. If you dream it, they will come. Build it. Build it. Well, she didn't have to build
anything. I did.
Right, she didn't have to build anything. She just had to make it happen. So she dreamed it. So that's what I'm saying. If she dream it, it will come.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing to build.
Okay. I'm just saying. That's my
thing. We're going to change it up. I'm saying to fix here. Right. So what part of the fest are you looking forward to the most? I mean, when you organizing it, you're going to be running around. It's going to be a lot of moving parts. Everything's going on. But if you could pause for 1 minute, like, what's going to be the most exciting part for you?
Oh, definitely the performances, because every single band on the lineup is dope, period. And it's really, really hard to even, like, figure out how to program it, because it's like, you know, everybody is dope, and especially the local folks. Like, they always bring their A-plus game. Like, they come ready to kill it. So everybody, when I see them, they're like, yo, ready for Honey Groove? Wait till you see what we about to do. So it's like, you know, whenever I get a minute, And I can stop and just check out the performances, like, that's really where I'm going to be. And hopefully, you know, by the time Big Freedia comes on, I can really kind of chill, because most of the night will be over, and really watch that set and enjoy that moment. So, yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah. So we're less than a month out from Honey Groove. So if people tuning in are like, yo, these Southwest tickets are cheap. I got a friend.
Yeah.
I think I might want to roll out. Like, how they find out more information about it?
Definitely. The website is honeygroovedc.com. Our Instagram is at honeygroovedc, Twitter at honeygroovedc, Facebook, you can search Honey Groove, and we'll come right up there as well. And if you have any questions, you can email me directly, info@honeygroovedc. So.
Well, I think you got the idea. Honey Groove. So let me ask, in the event that I cannot make it because my radio husband did not tell me, is there any, you know, T-shirts, like, you know, hey, I miss Honey Groove, but I'll be there next year. You know, something like that, that, you know, that a sister can sport, any Honey Groove, you know, attire.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. We'll send Anna back with some swag. So
please put my name on it, because Anna will probably go through it and, you know, cipher what she wants. This lady, I'm telling you, can only be my radio wife on Thursday, right? Because we divorced
at exactly when this show goes off. You know, I have to give her back to my sister because you know cause this right here couldn't work. Well, I mean, we are looking forward to Duran coming on the show in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
He's also performing at Honey Groove, and
excited.
And we'll see you in like less than a month.
Absolutely, I can't wait. I can't wait. So
okay,
I'll see y'all soon.
Yes, I'm excited. Thank you so much for doing the show tonight. And for the fourth year, we're gonna go for Gay Lollapalooza. It's gonna be bigger. You got 2,000 now. Next year, we're gonna have 5.
Oh, listen, next year, I don't even want to say it, but yeah, my ideas are big, and I'm gonna say this now. I have a full time job now, and I do the festival part time, like in my spare time. So, just imagine if this was my full time and it's all I did.
Oh, come on, big mom. That's what you want to do. That's what you want to do.
So, yeah, so after this year, I'm hoping that this, you know, really opens that door to making that happen. So, yeah.
We might
Honey Groove Chicago. Y'all don't even got to travel.
Hey, that's what's up. Because I promise you, these Chicagoans, these lesbians and, you know, gays in Chicago, they would really, really, really enjoy that. I promise you that they would because that's not something that's happened. You know, we have a lot of festivals that go in Chicago, and a lot of them are catered to, you know, the other demographic. So it would be nice to have something other than gay pride. It would be nice to have something that is, you know, that we can call our own, that's just as lucrative and just as exciting.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I like it. I'm excited. All right, man. Thanks, man, for joining.
All right. Thank y'all. Have a good one.
You too. Peace. Honey Groove Chicago. I had to wait till
I guess get off the phone because I didn't want her to hear what I got to say. How the hell you gonna go to Honey Groove and didn't tell me nothing about this?
We had talked about this last Thursday. You said absolutely nothing. We had talked about how exciting this was, and you said nothing to me until now. Now we get on air, and you went back. Get over here. Get on air and you embarrass me in front of company. Oh my God. This is what I'm talking about. You see, this is why people.
I lit a sage when you walked in. Cause I have no idea where you've been. What kind of energy you conjuring? What kind of spells you be casting? Sage when you walked in, cause I have no idea where you've been, what kind of energy you conjuring, what kind of spells you be casting.
Some candles and some incense in addition, just in case. Fellow witches whose noses got twitches, dip fingertips in lavender and black lip kisses. We are drawn to each other through the power of passion, but beware what awaits you through the laws of attraction. There was magic in her lies, hips kissed for sex. Needed a priestess to perform an exorcism of my ex. If there's one thing I lived through these hexes, you should know, powerful women cast dangerous spells. I lit a sage when you walked in, cause I have no idea where you've been, what kind of energy you conjuring, what kind of spells you be casting. I lit a sage when you walked in, cause I have no idea where you've been, what kind of energy you conjuring, what kind of spells you be casting. Yeah, fellow witches, bad mystical bitches, beware of the chicks too big for their britches. I am one of three sisters and my sisters don't play. We be dancing, we be dabbling in condom play. Hey, Patronus charm, go get your Harry Potter on. I don't need a girlfriend, I got myself a magic wand. Cause you and the universe been throwing me shade. Every time you come around, the planet's retrograde. I lit a sage when you walked in, cause I have no idea where you've been. What kind of energy you conjuring? What kind of spells you be casting? I lit a sage when you walked in, cause I have no idea where you've been. What kind of energy you conjuring? What kind of spells you been casting?
You're chilling with Anna Deshawn and the Q Crew
right here on E3 Radio.
Welcome back to the show, family. Anna Deshawn and the Q Crew. Q Crew right here on E3 Radio. Queer Radio done right. Every Thursday at 8 o'clock. We just had Kyresha, the founder of Honey Groove,
yes,
joining the show. Big ups. I think she just joined the chat.
I did just see her.
What
that
up?
Song right there is dope.
That is, it is hot.
That shit is hot.
I can't tell y'all how this fest gonna be off the chain.
It is. She
and y'all
said, I lit a sage before you walked in. And
hey,
for those who know anything about sage, it is a power of cleansing. So which means she had to cleanse her home before you walked in, because she don't know what kind of energy you brought in.
She said, quandary. I don't know what kind of energy you quandary. I love that, yo.
Yep.
She's going to be joining us here in a couple minutes.
Absolutely.
Talk about her music. Talk about performing at Honey Groove. It's going to be a good look.
What up, sister? I see that you have chimed in as well. Hello, Miss Sterling.
This soul is in rare form. I'm normal, okay? I'm the normal one tonight. She is in rare form. You see that?
Normal.
She be talking about me being lit. She lit tonight. On
normal.
Fire. You feel me?
I mean, put my glasses back on because, you know, she had me come out my body. I'm going to need a sage. I need to burn sage up in here because something is wrong with Anna. She is not normal, people. Don't have her. Don't be fooled by the locks and the cute face. Don't. Please don't get sucked in. Don't think that I'm the crazy one up here.
Right. Thank you.
No.
Thank you very much.
I'm just saying.
While we wait on B to join the show, we had other What's the Tease.
We did.
We had the woman that proposed to her husband.
Let's talk about
Beyonce.
That. Let's talk about that.
So there was a lady up on these interwebs. She got down on one knee.
Mm-hmm.
She got down on one knee and proposed to her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And he acted real goofy. He started acting like, oh, my God, oh, my God, like, you know what I'm saying? It was cute.
Mm-hmm.
But the comments was off the charts. The comments was like, why is she doing that? I'm embarrassed for her. Not right. He needs to get down on one knee. You know what the Bible say? Men find their wife. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And I was just like, damn. Aren't we in 2017? Why can't this lady propose to her boyfriend?
Isn't this cyberbullying again? But here's the thing. For some of you lonely hoes out there, at least she got a man. And he loved her enough, you know what I'm saying, to go ahead and play on with the banter. And yeah, he said yes.
But he did say yes.
But
yes.
I'm just, so what? You know, here, this is so funny. We as women, we want equal pay. We want equal rights. We want to be recognized, you know, in corporate America as equal, if not superior. We want all of this. And then we have this diversity. And, you know, then we follow the laws of the Bible. Please, I'm not preaching the Bible. I don't know it verbatim. I'm just saying. At the same time, the man is supposed to be the head. Well, make up your mind is all I'm saying. There's nothing wrong in this day and age for a woman to be able to propose to her mate, be it male, female. It doesn't matter. I mean, whoever proposes first. However, I thought it was a sweet. I thought it was nice. Oh, my God.
What do y'all think? Because I know y'all got a fan. Y'all tuned in. Is it? Y'all think it's strange, too? Y'all think it's weird that she proposed to the guy?
I
mean,
so.
Y'all just tell me. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Well, this is what I do know. I know something. I know if I would have waited on my wife to propose to me, that was not going to happen.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
No, you don't.
She told me that.
Oh, she did?
She ain't going to propose to me.
Sorry, sister.
She said no.
She ain't gonna propose to me.
That, here's the thing. When it came to me and my wife, it wasn't going. If she didn't propose, I would have. It wouldn't have mattered to me. Because at the end of the day, first and foremost, we are both women. That's number one. One is a little bit more masculine than the other, but we're still women at the end of the day. So we're in a same-sex relationship, so it doesn't matter who proposed to who, in my opinion.
Do y'all really think so? I want to hear what y'all got to say for real about this one, because these people were going in. So one of my cousins is in Mississippi, so we know that's a little bit more on the conservative side of the land. And all them fools was like, I'm embarrassed for her. Can she pick herself up?
But here's my question. Are they single?
Not all of them.
How many of them are?
I mean, the family members that I knew, they in relationships or married.
But I'm just saying, they're in relationships. Have they been proposed to?
Yeah, but their husbands, of course, did it.
Okay, well, I mean, that's them. But, you know, for some of these people that's chiming in on this chat.
I can't speak on this subject.
You know what I'm saying? But some of them who are chiming in on this chat or chiming in on pertaining and beating her up, probably a fucking single waiting for Mr. Right to come. And guess what? He might not ever come for you. Here it is. Now we got women marrying themselves, having their own, what is it called now?
What?
You haven't seen it on the news?
People marry themselves?
They have a whole fucking ceremony.
How does that work?
I don't know. What is it called? Oh, my God. Somebody
Anna,
please Google it.
Anna, I vow to love you always.
I'm serious. What? I'm so serious. They had it on Fox News where people literally have ceremonies. They have invitations. They have people bringing them gifts. You know, they walk themselves down the aisle.
What?
They pledge. They have a vow to themselves.
What?
I'm so serious. Somebody please find it for me, because it was on Fox News. It was a couple of weeks ago that this is the new fucking thing where people are literally marrying themselves. So I'm saying that to say, for these people to get on this young lady for proposing, she's in love with a man. So what? They're getting married. Who? What difference does it make? Who cares? Who cares who asked the question? What came first, the chicken or the egg? What difference does it make? That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't know what difference it makes. It didn't bother me none. Now, does it look strange? Sure. Because
why?
It looks strange in a video because that's not the images that you see.
But guess what? At the end of the day, what we're doing, you're marrying your wife, me marrying my wife.
Yes.
That looks strange too. That looks strange to some people,
but that's way more common than seeing a woman on her knees proposing to somebody.
Oh, soligamy. That's what it's called. Thank you, Toya.
There's
no such
thing as polygamy.
It is.
That is not a thing.
There's no such
thing as polygamy.
It is.
They cannot make up words.
It is.
You cannot make. Don't none of y'all go out talking about y'all in a polygamy relationship.
I'm just saying it is. There's some fools out there that bought themselves whole rings and proposed to themselves.
Don't y'all do that shit.
I'm just saying.
You love yourself. You love yourself.
Don't want to. Don't talk about stuff that's not in the Webster dictionary. Don't exist. There's a lot of words out there that's not in Webster, but they exist.
We created our own dictionary so we could have some words that exist.
Webster was created by somebody.
Polygamy. Monogamy. Polyamory. Polygamy. That is not a word.
Yes, it is. Wikipedia. I'm just saying. Right. I cannot.
Right, I'm just
saying.
This is not okay.
But I'm just saying, let's not talk about what's normal.
Don't y'all send me no damn invitations about
send
no polygamy ceremony.
Send them to her. She going. I'm going to make her go.
I ain't going to no polygamy, and I ain't going to. Are people really buying people gifts?
Yes.
Hell no.
I'm so serious.
Y'all got me.
They're registered. That is
ridiculous.
They're registered and everything. But however, if you're talking about, what doesn't look normal or what looks strange.
I'm just saying it looks strange, to be honest. It looks strange.
But what we're doing looks strange. Hell, when we see two studs having stud-on-stud relationships, we think that shit looks strange.
It's different. I ain't got no problem with it. But it's different. So here's the deal. Okay, so here's the deal. And I'm just being honest. This is the deal. Our world is driven by the messages and the images that we receive every single day. It's part of the reason why I love communication so much. It's part of the reason why I love doing this radio thing so much, because I know the power that media can have
in people's lives. It can legitimately change your life, make you feel or do things differently. So when we're, the images that we see every day is what we consider to be quote unquote normal. That is the normal baseline. This is, it's not an unfortunate thing, it's the reality of the thing. Mm-hmm. So the more images we have of LGBTQ folks in the media, you know, being pervasive in magazines, television, radio, the more normalized it becomes. All I'm saying is the number of images proposing to their boyfriend are minimal.
No, it's not.
So they are minimal.
No, it's not. Here's the thing. The only reason why
the images are minimal?
No.
The images are not minimal?
No, they're not. It's just that we don't do okay, that we don't see it. But it does occur. As a matter of fact, there's a commercial that's out there that does that. I want to say it's an Allstate commercial. It's something where the young lady literally has a ring in her hand, and she is a natural sister, and she is at a restaurant, and she is about to propose to her boyfriend.
Okay, if there's 100 images, okay, family, there's 100 images of people proposing. How many of those are women proposing to their men?
Okay, so you might be right by that, but however, how many images are there just recently?
I want y'all to know she said that I might be right. I just want y'all to hear that. I might be right.
However, somebody said 40.
Zero.
Somebody said 40.
My homie said zero.
Right. I'm just saying, just recently.
40.
Just recently.
I mean, I don't know.
But however, now, and it may just be, but just recently, how many images out there was there of women proposing to women or gay women getting married? Recently, within the last few years, this thing has now become a trend. When they made it legal, when they legalized gay marriages, it has now become one of those things that has become part of the norm.
Exactly.
But that's just recently.
But I understand this progress. I think the girl is dope for doing it. I ain't got no problem with it.
I think
it was wonderful. All I'm
rock on
is,
with your bass now.
I think she should rock. Hey. He said yes. I think you should keep rocking it. I'm not saying it was wrong. I think it was beautiful. All I'm saying is what the people were saying on the interwebs about it, and I'm just saying it's just not a lot of images of that.
So here's my question. You dating somebody.
Dating?
Mm-hmm. Y'all been dating for years.
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 How many years?
Past 7.
Ooh.
So my question is, you know you want to get married. Y'all have talked about marriage. Do you wait for him to ask, or do you decide to take it upon yourself to go ahead and break the so-called norm tradition, and you ask yourself, if this is your happily ever after and the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, do you wait for them to get the courage to say or to come up in their mind like, well, you know, I'm going to ask. I'm going to wait for him to ask. Well, your ass will be waiting. For some of these people, your ass will be waiting. I see don't want to say no, keep dating. Here's the thing. This is one thing that I told my wife.
What's it tell
her? I was not. I am a person that is, I am bound to be in a committed relationship. For me, that's what I was seeking at the time that we were talking.
Right.
I'm not giving you 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15, 20 years of my life, and the only commitment that we have is that we're, at what point do you stop being girlfriend and boyfriend? So I'm not giving you 5, 10, 6, 7 years of my life, and I done committed to you for this long, and you can't make that next step. Well, one of us is going to make the next step, and we're going to get married to make things legal for the protection of ourselves, or we're going to go our separate ways. So how long do you continue to date your partner, your girlfriend, your boyfriend?
How long? How long? Too long. I love that sermon. Okay, anyway. So how long do y'all go, you know, dating before you be like, I'm out?
Right. So how long do you stay in a relationship with a person and give of yourself?
I'm glad you ain't my wife. I would have been single in a month.
You sure in the hell would. And you almost was.
Shit, real talk.
Let the church say amen.
No amen.
Y'all just said.
Man, I'm glad my wife loved me.
She do. And she held on. A whole minute your ass is going to be single. Shit. And you not got your shit together.
But this ain't about me.
I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
Let the church say amen. Sister, if you all please chime in and say amen. Right.
How long? Y'all go 3 years, 2 years? Like, what it take? All right. So what if someone, so for example, we dating, but we dating other people. Then we say we're exclusive. That's like another level.
It is.
Right? And so then it's like, after we're exclusive, we should just be exclusive for a little while.
How long is a little while?
You know, some years.
How long is some years?
I mean, you know, I went about
a long time.
I went about 5.
Yeah, you did.
I think 5 is probably right at the edge.
I think 5 is probably pushing that shit.
I think 5 is probably right, like, at the edge.
I'm just saying. I mean, I see Miss Turner chimed in.
So 4.
I see somebody say 2 to 4. Yep.
Real.
I don't want all to right. say everyone is different. This is true. But my question is, it's 10 years too long to be dating someone and not have some kind of commitment? Because here's my only problem, especially when you're in the LGBT community. And I only say that because I've seen...
Why
I
got to be about the gays?
I'm saying that because I can only speak about the gays because I'm gay. So here's the reason why I say that. Life is too short. Time waits for no one. If we've been together 10 to 15 years and there is nothing...
That's crazy.
There is... Hold it. It is crazy, but there's some people that do it. We've been together 10 to 15 years and we have not made any other commitment other than, hey, I like you. I love you. Let's be together. Okay? Mwah. Yeah, right. So, I agree. 10 years is too damn long. Something was to happen to you, I can't claim shit. I can't get anything.
Yep.
If I have to bury you, I'm not entitled to a motherfucking thing. Nothing.
What's that thing called where you live with somebody for so long and then you get
out? Illinois does not have that.
What is it, though? You know what I'm talking about. What's that called? People have that, though, in other states.
Common law. It's not recognized in Illinois and a lot of states. The only state that is actually recognized in currently at this moment in time is California.
How you know that?
I work in payroll.
I think common law, that's it.
I don't want to say 7 years. But yeah, and common law would normally apply but it doesn't apply here. I'm just saying. In Illinois, if you are here in Illinois, it does not apply. If you thought that it did, you lied to yourself because it doesn't. Look it up. Illinois does not have a common law. KS to California if you want that shit.
Oh,
I'm just saying, at some point, if I've committed myself to you 4, 5, or 6 years, at some point, it either piss or get off the pot. Either let me go or make the decision that we're going to be unified together.
I think it's at a certain point in your life, yes.
You should.
At a certain point.
Why are you continuously dating? What are you trying to? I'm trying to figure her out. I'm trying to get to know her. Shit, after 5 fucking 6 years, you should know a motherfucker. If you don't know me after that time, if you don't know that the sleep is in the corner of my eye,
you don't know.
You ain't gonna never know. You know what I'm saying? You should feel comfortable to walk in the bathroom if I shit, something vitamin, vice versa. You should be able to, at this point in time, be able to pass gas in front of your mate and it'd be okay. You know, unbutton your pants and let your fat hang. You know, something. But I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong with this young lady. And I hate when social media gives ignorant people platforms. There's nothing wrong with this lady proposing to her mate. It really isn't.
Yeah, that's what the story is about. It's about this lady that proposed to her husband or her fiance. It got a lot of negative feedback on Facebook. Then it became a question about how long it's too long to be in a relationship and not have a proposal or not, you know, be looking to take it to the next step. Be Stanwell, where you at?
Right.
Where you at? Mm-mm. We got songs tonight.
Where you at?
Hey, it's all good. B, maybe you can come on in a couple weeks. We have Duran join us as well.
Absolutely.
Much love to Kyresha for joining us, the founder of Honey Groove.
Yes,
if you don't know Honey Groove, check out Honey Groove.
Yes. Honey Groove is, I promise you guys, y'all heard it first on E3, the Q Crew. Honey Groove is going to be the next gay Lollapalooza. So y'all need to catch the wave, you know what I'm saying, to figure out what the heck is going on. Like I said, when Anna and I found out about it last week, OMG. it was just, it was like, what? We don't know about this.
Yeah.
And see, Kiana said no more than 3 years. I
would have been dumped.
You would have been.
I would have been on the street.
Where is my sister? I'm going to need you to chime in. Where the hell you at, girl?
So, big up to Honey Groove. Check them out. We got 5 minutes left in the show. Want to give y'all a little, I don't know. We show 1-1.
That's information.
Yeah. 411. About what's going on. So next week, we're not going to have a show, but we're going to be live from the Hollywood Awards.
Yes.
Jeremy put those together. E3 Radio has been nominated for an award.
Absolutely.
Ace Talk Show, I think is what he called it.
Yep.
Ace Radio Talk Show, I think
mm-hmm.
was specific. So we'll be at Center on Halston next week.
At the Hollywood Awards.
At the Hollywood Awards. We do love Jeremy, though. So,
right. And then after that, we'll be celebrating Anna's birthday.
I'm
trying to get the people's ready, you know, because she likes Hello Kitty. She likes all this stuff, you know, she likes. She probably says she don't, but, you know, just send it to me and I'll, you know, go ahead and decipher it for her. But, you know, I'm getting y'all prepared. Her birthday is up and coming. She really don't like Hello Kitty. I'm just lying. But she is a sports fanatic. She loves hats. She really does. The Bears is her favorite team.
Football team, yeah.
What else would I be talking about right now? This is almost football season. Catch up. I mean, you know, and the Bulls, she likes them people too. You know, she likes baseball. So she's a sports head, you know what I'm saying? And she loves hats. She really does. And she loves socks. And ties. Bow ties, preferably. So, you know, if you're in the mood and you're shopping, you know, pick her up something for her birthday.
What's the radio I say?
Or a gift card. It's always great.
But the 24th, in 2 weeks, we're going to have Durand, who is a musical artist performing at Honey Groove. Maybe Beef Stedwell can join us that night for the show. And then on the 31st, we are going to be here broadcasting live. Going to have some cake.
Y'all should come.
You need the RSVP. Don't just show up here. We ain't turning
well,
anybody out.
Well, if you come with a gift, then you can come.
Maybe if it's a good gift.
I told y'all what to get.
And then we're going to turn up at the pub. So that's what we do.
We are?
Yeah, that's in so then we're going to go to the pub and kick it for a little while. It's going to be low-key this year. But prep for Purple Tie coming up in October, all right? That's what we're going
to
do.
You guys need to be excited about the Purple Tie. The Purple Tie is going to be lit.
Lit in this piece.
If you've ever been to one, you know how we do it.
Turn up. It's going to be beautiful. So that's coming up as well in October, all right? Anything else going on this weekend? I know Trina's always doing her thing.
Always.
Trina True. Got 90 seconds. True Love for Your Mind Fridays.
And then also, my cousin is doing a play. It is called, oh my God, I can't. It's called Nothing, Nothing But Sister Drama. And that's in November. But tickets are going on sale soon. It's November the 11th. It's called Nothing But Sister Drama. So my cousin is doing a play, you know. So, hey, you got support.
Oh, it's Market Days. Market Days is this weekend.
It's this weekend.
It's this weekend, so if y'all want to go up north, the gays will be out this weekend doing market days, so that's happening.
Also, Sunrise Service.
Okay, church.
Right, Sunrise Service is this Saturday with Pastor Hannah, of course, over there. Well, what beach is that?
Yep, that beach.
On 68th, off of
Hayes Drive.
Hayes Drive, thank you.
The beach. Singer.
Right, the beach.
Where they be jumping.
Right. 5 a.m. It's 5 a.m. Wonderful. If you ain't never been, you should. They really don't.
They be drumming like that.
They don't.
They drum like that.
Not really.
They be drumming like that.
Oh, Jesus Christ, help me. She needs some good
luck. So,
63rd. Thank you.
Right. There it is. So, we'll be out there, too. Got 10 seconds. All right, y'all. It's been a fun show.
It has.
Big ups to everybody. Check out Honey Groove, all right?
Yes. Check out Honey Groove.
And then check us at the Hollywood Awards next week. Maybe we will win. I believe that we will win. I don't know. I don't even know who we're nominated against.
I don't know.
All love, though.
Right. It
it's
is.
All love.
It is. I love this.
All right, y'all. Anna Shawn, the Q Crew.
Q Crew.
Share this video.
Absolutely.
Share the video.
Where is the love?
What you trying to be? The queen of the pond. E3 Radio, the real and the tall. Hologram song. Frequency.